Are we headed for more brain and body abilities? I have mentioned the fact before there could be other dimensions on the Earth and they could even be occupied and we may not have the ability to know it. We can't even truly imagine what a higher dimension would look like. Could this be a problem for us in the search for extraterrestrial life? When some of us think we might have come from another planet such as Mars, it never seems to be mentioned we might have come from another dimension. Could we all have certain powers we are unaware of? Every once in a while, we find a human who has some type of ability most of us do not have, and sometimes we even find out in moments of stress, we can do things we never would have believed. Take the instance where someone is able to lift a 2-ton car off of someone. We could try all day and never budge the car, but if we are under stress, there is a chance we could do it. Why is this? Is it just a matter of adrenaline, or is there something else at work? If it is only because adrenaline was directed to certain areas of our bodies, would it be possible, with training, we could someday direct our minds to perform this task at will? There is a lot of talk about alien abductions lately, and many of these stories talk about how humans and aliens converse telepathically. I find this very important. Usually, it is said they can do this because the alien's mind is so powerful, but perhaps we can do this because our minds are already able to put out a signal, even though it may be a weak one. If this is true, are we headed toward developing this power? If we could compare ourselves mentally to humans from 100,000 years ago, would we find their minds were much weaker than ours today? And if so, would this mean we are developing into the very aliens we are talking about? Is there a certain point in civilizations, alien and perhaps human, where the beings evolve to a point where their brains get much more powerful, and they can not only communicate through them, but they can send thoughts so powerful they can paralyze our bodies without doing permanent damage? There have been many abduction reports where the people have said they were paralyzed while the aliens were abducting them, and they think they were able to do this by just looking at them. How does a planet's environment affect abilities? We really do not know yet, since we have only stepped onto one planet. I am not counting going to the moon. The astronauts were so bogged down with bulky spacesuits they might have hindered them, plus the fact they were not the very long. It could be if we were placed on a certain planet, we might be able to do things physically we can't do here. We won't know if this is true until we have visited different planets in different solar systems. Scientists think physics might be the same throughout the universe, but is it possible it is not? If physics is different, say in another galaxy, how would that affect our abilities? Is it possible some of the galaxies we see are actually not in our dimension, but for some reason they are visible to us? There are just so many questions. Would we even be able to enter into a different dimension and live through the experience? If we did enter one, could we somehow become acclimated to it, and would that prevent us from leaving it? On the other hand, even if we were able to enter it, would anything above the four dimensions, length, width, height and time, be even visible to us? Here is one for you. Could we be attacked by a higher dimension alien and not know what is happening to us, putting us into a very dangerous situation? There are some people who believe we should be examining the Earth more thoroughly and looking for aliens here. The problem is we may have already done this. When we talk about underground bases, we have to realize the United States is said to have the most earth-boring machines in the world, and I am sure this is not just for show. Many say the reason for his is we have been connecting all our underground bases and even connecting with those in other parts of the world. Could it also be we are digging in places we believe extraterrestrial life is hiding? Could we improve ourselves and our abilities by building devices which will enhance our abilities? We know we have been able to create a device which allows us to use our mind to control a computer. Again, this just shows we are putting out a signal which can be picked up by the device. How long will it be before we are able to strengthen the mind's ability? Once the signal has been discovered, it seems to only be a matter of time before someone will try and improve it. There is a commercial movement which is taking place now, and it entails making devices which will connect to our brains. One of the first devices for general use will be that computer-brain interface, perfected and made small enough for us to be able to wear it. It is being said these devices will come two ways, invasive and non-invasive. Personally, I don't like the idea of implants which are not necessary to save my life. The invasive ones will likely contain a category of devices which will cure some problem. For example, they may allow the paralyzed to walk. Will there be others which will give us alien-like powers to paralyze our enemies? If there are, I am sure they will be limited to the military. We have come out with exoskeletons which allows the human body to lift much more weight and run without getting tired. But is this just temporary until we perfect that device which gives massive amounts of adrenaline on demand, or has some other way of getting the body to replace the abilities of the exoskeleton? We may be on the verge of truly improving ourselves, not only physically, but mentally. It could just be a matter of the right computer chip which will not only make us superior beings but also contain all the knowledge we ever need without being trained.